I have news.
All right. I want.
I have a 1 o'clock nail appointment.
Oh my God.
I'm still gonna take our children out.
Tell everybody. Well, I gotta go to the vet. Remember?
Yeah, and make sure you. Yes. So are you ready? Netflix. Uh oh. They're raising up your pricing. Uh oh.
Why? What are they? What, to what?
Because they gotta pay for their original programming.
No, I know, but what are they upping it to?
$9.99. Hmm.
Really?
Yep. You can still get it at $7.99, but you just get like basic Netflix and only can watch like a movie a day. I don't know if you watch a movie a day, but you can keep basic Netflix for $7.99, but they are raising it. And of course, people are still gonna, you know, get Netflix because.
Of course, you gotta have Netflix. And plus, not for nothing, but it's not. Rather, it's $9.99 or it's $12.99. Even if it was $19.99, I would still pay $20 a month for Netflix.
Unlimited movies.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would. Maybe I'm going a little overboard with the $20.
Well, think about it this way, but, Hulu. You could pay $11.99 for no commercials.
I don't care about the commercials. That, only
I mean, they
for,
can at least. Well, I'm going to say
no,
they
I
can
know.
At least get that money. So I'm sure $9.99 won't affect that. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like I said, if Netflix charged, I could go with Netflix if they never changed anything at $14.95. Meaning, they don't have the newest. The newest release. Netflix is like going. It's funny. Netflix reminds me of going to like Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Not even. It reminds me of going to Blockbuster, but the new releases aren't the day of the release. You still have to wait like a month because Netflix doesn't get the new when they release a new movie to video or DVD. Netflix doesn't get it. Netflix, it takes like another month for them to get it. But it's like going to Blockbuster.
Exactly. Yeah.
Same thing. You're like, oh God, this Caddyshack? I'll watch that. It's like some 70s or 80s movie. But I would pay for Netflix if it was more. I don't care. Same thing with Hulu. Maybe not as much. It depends. We only watch Hulu because of their original programming, which I really like. They kept that up. I would watch. That's the way to go, the original programming with those networks. You got to do the original programming.
Yes. So Daisy Llewellyn, who was the star or one of the stars of a Bravo show called Blood, Sweat, and Heels that was based on women in New York. She passed away at age 36 after battling a rare form of lung cancer that she was diagnosed with last February. I watched the show. That's why I'm reporting on it. So RIP. She was kind of like that peacemaker. Like she's the one that kind of brought all the ladies together and made peace and was friends with everyone. So it's really sad. So RIP, Daisy.
I don't even know who it is.
I know. Macaulay Culkin wants you to know that he is funny. He makes jokes about lemons. He takes way early morning walks from 2 to 4 a.m. because no one is on the streets of Manhattan, and it's whenever he can go unnoticed. That he is retired from acting. He does a lot of whatevering. And he made $8 million each Home Alone movie. And he's like, I didn't have to work for the rest of my life, which means he has one of those families that's not like Amanda Bynes that they put in a trust or just saved it. So whenever he turned 18, he got it all, and he's actually smart with his money where you don't see him.
I was just gonna say.
Because he actually has like a little band called the Pizza Underground. And, I mean, it's been a while since I've seen him in a movie. I know his brother did some stuff. But it's been a while since I've seen himself in a movie.
I was going to say, he must have, because he was a little boy.
Yeah.
So he must have buried, his family must have put that money in high-yielding IRAs and different investment. No, nothing like tech stocks that could have went to the toilet. They must have invested that money. It, just like when I was young, my dad goes, you know, I had some stocks that when I got older, my dad gave me the stuff and I used the money and I, you know, pissed it away. But he probably had, and my dad would say, you know, if you didn't touch that money that I gave you right now, you would be blah, blah, blah. So that kid probably had money, and his parents said, when you turn 21, this will probably be worth $25 million. And if you only do this, so that's probably what happened. And he probably sits there and goes, I could spend $100,000 a year for the next 50 years of my life or whatever. Because interest and things of that nature.
And like you said, you know, he goes, by the time I was 12, I never had to work again. So the stuff you saw him in, I mean, Home Alone, he did for, you know, 8 years. So each movie, every 6 years, movie coming out. So that's like 8 years of your life if you're, you know, always that. But remember, he did that movie Party Monster, which is the independent film about the club kids scene.
Yeah.
And it's like, it makes sense because whatever movie he did after, he probably did for fun. And he was a little bit older. Because he's my age. I mean, even though I'm 26, he's still
he got paid.
Like, yeah, and he's just like, that's fun. It's with Seth Green. Oh, well. Cool. So he did it. But congratulations, Macaulay Culkin. I bet everybody wishes they were you. That's kind of dope.
Yeah.
Life's live. All right. So Mariah Carey has insured her vocal cords and her legs for $70 million, $35 million each. Hey, you know.
It's a little late now.
Just because you're marrying a billionaire, you always want to be safe because you just never know what could happen.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a little late, don't you think? Considering her voice is shot as it is. That's what I think, but who am I?
But then again, maybe she didn't know that her voice was going to blow out when she's 40 years old.
True.
Okay, and not everyone can be Aretha Franklin for the rest of their lives. Or Diana Ross, Tina Turner, the legends. All right, so American Idol, last everything.
Yes.
Last night.
We didn't watch it. I was surprised.
Trent Harmon is the winner, and I guess everyone's upset about that. Is it because I think certain people are mad because he beat the black girl? Maybe.
I know, you know.
Because a lot of people are kind of like, oh my gosh, even the judges are kind of like, oh my gosh. But hey, the fans voted for Trent. They know who's the singer. Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban performed, Daughtry performed. That's how you say his name, right? Daughtry? Chris Daughtry?
Chris Daughtry, yeah.
So I know the GH is silent, but I think I believe the OGs, American Idol, Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, Randy, all showed up. Of course, J-Lo, Harry Connick Jr. Harry Connick Jr. I sometimes call him Harry Chronic.
Harry Chronic.
J-Lo kind of performed. She had like a weird little thing. Kelly Clarkson didn't show up because she's about to give birth, but she made a montage of American Idol run. And
who?
Now,
Kelly Clarkson? Yeah. She having another kid?
Yeah.
Jesus, how many kids does she have?
Wait a second.
I thought
they're like a year apart. It's kind of like she had the baby, then boom, got pregnant again. But yeah.
I think she just does it so she can be fat and eat.
Ruben Stodden was there last night.
I wonder what he looked like.
Same.
Really? Big, fat, black dude?
Fantasia, remember Fantasia? She performed. And
Clay Aiken?
No. He's too busy being...
I thought Clay Aiken performed. I guess he's...
No, he's too busy being political.
All
right. Going for Bernie Sanders.
You sure? I thought he performed.
I heard a no sorts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about the guy that did the Kelly Clarkson movie?
No, he did not show up.
Justin.
Catherine McPhee was there.
What about Carrie Underwood?
Yeah, I already said her name.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first name I said.
Yeah.
Her and Keith Urban.
Got it.
Did like a duet together.
Got it. I was confusing her with the pregnant one.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. What about, what if they had William Hung?
Yeah, they did. They did.
Yeah!
They did. They did, yeah. Yep.
Oh, they're dead.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they had Taylor Hicks.
I was saying they had Taylor Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. They had Wayne Hung. Did any of the old judges come back?
Yeah. I already said the OGs. Paul Abdul, Simon Cowell, Randy Jackson.
Well.
Steven Tyler was there.
Well, I mean, I figured Kyle. I was just everyone. Even like
Ryan Seacrest, you know how he's been with him forever?
Yeah.
The guy that did like the first couple seasons showed up too and was like, I regret leaving. Wow. Like, yeah, Ryan Seacrest, get all your money.
Wow, good stuff. Okay, yeah. And we missed it. We didn't watch it. What's wrong with us?
Well, it's on Hulu.
Yeah.
All right, sports news. Tyler Summitt.
I know you said this, but I want to make sure I heard it correct. Paul Abdul come back?
Yes, I said it.
Okay.
All right, sports news. Now we'll go through this fast. Time crunching now.
You still got time. Go ahead.
We got to take the dogs out still too. Tyler Summitt. He's the son of coaching legend Pat Summitt, who she's been, you know, a female college basketball coach for many, many years. Well, her son Tyler was fired. Resigned, but he was fired from his coaching job after 2 years with Louisiana Tech for having inappropriate relationships with a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
So not all of them are lesbians.
Not all are.
Some of them may be iffy, but not all of them are lesbians. He got the coaching gig when he was 23. So he's like the youngest person to ever get a coaching gig. And college basketball. But hey, whenever you have a mom or a parent that's in the field and has been doing it for so long and is really good and gets championships, then, you know, hey.
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 All right. So Renee Gogan, a.k.a. Renee Dupree, who was part of a WWF/WWE group. He was sued the WWE for royalties on the streaming services.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the WWE attorney, Jerry S. McDevitt, has come out and said in 2011, he signed an agreement saying that he can't claim the royalties for any future kind of projects. And Renee's whole thing is, you know, you stopped giving me royalties in 2014, and that there's other wrestlers, no name, that are going to come out and sue the WWE, but they all signed agreements saying this is what's up.
Okay.
That is what's going on.
Sue them. Sue the WWE.
Yeah, make everything go down even more for them.
Yeah, sue them.
All right, so John Madden is giving advice on newly retired Peyton Manning. Now, Peyton Manning has been talking about going to CBS Sports and working in the booth and being an analyst and announcer and all that fun stuff, you know, being with Troy Aikman and Joe Buck and Chris Collins or Al Michaels and all those fun people. But John Madden is saying, put ownership in businesses or go the John Elway way. You know, be like a work with the team and be part of a team, work your way up to being GM and all this fun stuff.
Well, we know for a fact that he already has investments in businesses. He has investments in the pizza place that almost gave me a heart attack and made me nauseous. Combination of that and Ted Cruz. That's Papa John's. Horrible, horrible.
In Heidi's face.
Yeah. Yeah. Horrible, horrible food. So we know he owns a whole bunch of Papa John's.
Mm-hmm.
And there was rumor
with the Titans that he's playing.
No, but that he owns a P. I don't know what you're talking about. Titans. He owns a. He owns a piece of a beer distributorship. That's why the whole Budweiser and that he owns a piece of a. Beer, like a local, some local distributorship.
I'm going to drink me some Budweiser.
Yeah. You know, you could be an announcer and then go and work in the front office, but he might not want to do that. He might not be a, who, you know, who knows? But he's got the businesses.
I think he'd be a great announcer.
Yeah, I think he'd be good. I think
Chris Collins with Al Michaels. Yeah. That'd be cool. Get rid of Joe Buck and put him Peyton Manning, and he could try Aikman. That'd be so awesome.
I think he'd do just as, because I like Troy. Some people don't, but I think he would do as good, if not better, than Aikman. I think he would do as good, if not better, than Chris Collins, or maybe not right out of the gate. But I think the key to being really good, well, there's a few keys, but one of the main keys is having a great experience at being in football. So, and that gives you credibility.
Yeah.
So when Troy Aikman is talking about the game, you're really into it because the guy's a three-time Super Bowl champion. It's that you go, oh yeah. Same thing if Peyton is talking, saying this is the keys to the Packers winning.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, you're like, yeah, okay. Well, same thing with Chris Collinsworth. The guy was a really good wide receiver.
Yeah, and it's always good to listen to the great players be part of that.
When it's just some dude and they're talking, and you're like, or even a player that was minor. You know, the Fox guys, every one of those players were the great. They were the best. You know, Terry Bradshaw, one of the best. Howie Long, one of the best. Jimmy Johnson, one of the best. Michael Strahan. These are guys that were the best. So you get into it just for that purpose, they are one of the best. And Peyton is one of the best. So him talking about strategy, you're like, oh, yeah, I get it.
And then you put him in – you know, the division where the Colts are.
Yeah, and you give them like a Joe Buck type of guy, because that's not what Aikman is, the color guy. Joe Buck is the guy, Al Michaels.
Yeah.
They're the guy that's like, you know, it's first and 10, and so. Chris Collinsworth gives the color. He's the color guy. He's the guy that's like, you know, Al, blah, 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 blah. And same thing with Aikman.
Like Goofy Silk Sims. The guy that's him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Jim Nance.
Yeah, that's his name. All right, so the NCAA has banned all satellite camps. Effective immediately. And they also are requiring an FBS program to have clinics at all the school facilities, at all, like, the workout practices and competition facilities. And I guess you just can't go on to NCAA anymore and just watch and practice.
Okay.
So they banned it. Sorry, guys. And the coaches can't have their teams outside a 50-mile radius. Facility outside 50-mile radius. So, sorry. All you weirdos that like to watch satellite training camps. Woo!
Woo!
Final story. All right, so as you know, Gary Kubiak yesterday is like, I love Mark Sanchez. Well, as of today, Gary Kubiak and the Broncos are now looking at another Texas A&M quarterback by the name of Johnny Manziel. But they have to wait and see if the NFL is going to punish him, the legal issues that are going on with him with the domestic violence case, and all the other misdemeanors that the poor kid has. So depending on all that outcome will depend if Gary Kubiak's like, let's bring in that Texas A&M quarterback.
I don't know why they would. I mean, I get it, but I would go with the Jesus kid.
Tim Tebow.
I would go with Tim Tebow. Bring him back. Considering he did bring them in the playoffs.
Back again. Tebow's back.
Yeah.
Tell a friend. That's it. My name is Katie. This is Rob. This is the Rob Zicari Show. RobZicariShow.com has your internet radio host, Bob Zicari. Oh, that'd be a great parody. You should parody Bob Zicari.
The Bob Zicari?
Yeah, parody of Rob Zicari.
Parody of Rob Zicari. Bob Zicari.
He's just like this crazy right-wing religious nutbag.
Oh,
that'd be Bob Zuccheri. Parody of Rob Zuccheri.
That's horrible.
All right, we'll see you all Monday. Have a great weekend. Au revoir.
Or if the swap.